Will you pray with me? In the silence of the stars, in the rolling of the hill, in the heaving of the sea, we see you, Lord. In the words of a friend, in the chatter of a child, in the words of a stranger, we hear you, Lord. In the calming of our mind and the longing of our hearts, we feel you, Lord. Allow me to move aside and let your words be spoken. Amen. Well, here we are in Hasley Chapel, one of, I believe, the prettiest places on campus. I can't think of a better place to preach Psalm 8. Because I think every single time I read it this week, we're going to chunk it out and divide it and dive into it in a little bit. But this psalm is a psalm of awe and wonder. It's a psalm that name and claims who God is. It's a psalm that then reminds us of the joy of a child that then protects us. And then it sees the beauty of the earth in a way that sometimes I miss. So at VBS this week, Scott might have taken away my little toucan. I had toucan. I named him Carl. And he squawked. He squawked a lot, but there was nothing more joyful, in my humble opinion, than entering the narthex and seeing Aunt Miss Kim with this bird. And I didn't speak in English, I only spoke in Carl, and the children and I had a great time communicating with Toucan Carl. Really one of the only places I think that I could get away only speaking toucan to children is the week of VBS. It was just fun. It was just joyful. I was really tired, and it just gave me a reason to smile. The joyful wonder of our creation. Do you remember gathering roly-polies? Like, I see eyes light up. I was talking to my son and his fiance, that's fun to say, this afternoon. Anyhow, and she was like, I don't really think roly-polies are around anymore. And I said, you just don't get excited about them. They're there. You just don't quite notice them like you did at one point. I remember gathering them in cups. And like laying them out and trying to do roly-poly races. And I loved me a roly-poly. I asked my son then, what brought you joy? And he said, the trash truck. Do you remember the joy of Tuesday trash day with Cody Myers in the house? We would run out in the pajamas with a bottle of water for the trash men and wave it. Trash day was a glorious, beautiful, exciting day that we lived to experience. Do you know what trash day does for me now? My dog barks and I think, did I put the trash out? There's so many things in our lives that can just start in this awe and wonder and joy. You should have seen your faces when I said the word roly-poly. In this scripture, I believe David is painting that picture of what God can still be for us today. I've told you before, one of my cardinal sins, especially when I'm in school, is I take God out of my heart and put God in my head. God becomes a task for me to accomplish. And this psalm this week reminded me of the joy, the sweetness, the amazing just glory that we have in God. And he breaks it down really simple. I've always said I love Philippians and other parts of scripture because it gives you kind of a to-do list. Every single psalm we've read so far is a way to live life. And Psalm 8 is doing just that. It starts with two words, O Lord, our sovereign God, right? O Lord, our sovereign God. If we look at the Hebrew, it would have been written to Yahweh, which is a name proclaiming God, right? You're naming and claiming that this is to God. And sovereign most likely would have been translated into the word Adonai, which is father-like, like somebody who loves you. Like, it's our covenant name, it's our master, it's our king. So just in the first sentence, David is naming and claiming God in two different ways, both God, our Father, and also our Master, our King. This is a personal God, somebody who loves and claims us, and is also the God of the universe, the Yahweh, right? And we move quickly to verse 2, and it talks about the mouths of babes and infants. You have founded your bulwark because of your foes, which means you've built up this place of safety and security. Why? Out of the mouths of babes and infants. Never paid attention to that. It's just really one simple line. But there's just something sweeter sometimes when a song comes out of a four-year-old. It's definitely sweeter than when it comes out of my mouth. There's something beautiful about the joy that a child can see. This scripture reminded me of the joy. Honestly, I'm not going to say that I used to have, because I still love God. But I didn't jump up and down on a stage for 30 minutes this past week singing about the joy that God has in my heart. Something's just a little bit more sophisticated. Something's a little bit more rigid in my faith. And this week of VBS reminded me of the simple awe and wonder in the holiness of our Lord Yahweh, Adonai, both our God and our King. It's amazing. It's miraculous. It's like if the trash truck came every single day. That joy and that wonder. Like, my alarm went off at 3 to remind me I needed to start getting ready for church. And I said, oh, need to go take a shower, get ready for church. Instead of, oh my gosh, my alarm went off. It's time. It's time. It's time. How many of you addressed getting ready for church that way? Think, why not? Why not? Because this is the place where we can hug you when you have tears in your eyes. This is the place we can celebrate engagements. This is the place that we can walk together, because the one thing our faith gives us, the one thing God gives us, is that we will never be alone. Adonai, Yahweh, is walking with us. And we should see God with the wonder and joy of a child. Because it goes on to talk about how he sees us. And this gave me chill bumps this week, y'all. How God sees us. When I look at your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, do you hear the wonder in this poem? And then I think, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals, that you take care of them. God loves you. God cares for you. Can you imagine the beauty, the majesty of this earth, and you matter? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Shouldn't you scream for joy at 3 o'clock when it's time to get ready to go to church to experience this joy and this wonder? But it keeps going on. It talks about how God treats us. You have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. Do you see what he did here? A little lower than God, but crowned them with glory and honor. I don't walk around with like I have a crown on. Like, you ever remember wearing a crown? I've never actually worn a crown, maybe at Burger King one day, playing in the Whopper outside. I bet that's the only time I've probably worn a crown. But you just feel different when you have a crown on. Think about 4-year-old Cody Myers in his pajamas, waiting for the trash truck with a crown on. That is how we should experience our faith. That is how we should look upon this earth with this joy and this wonder, for our God cares about you deeply. We should run outside with joy and wonder. Did the trash truck ever change? Nope. Same truck, same noise, same pattern. Yes, I'm getting a little dicey here comparing God to a trash truck. I realize this. But the excitement that we have been given, that David is talking about, is the excitement and the joy and the wonder that we kind of put aside when we grow up. Should I have been walking around this week squawking at children? Maybe not. A little annoying, Scott? Yeah, a little annoying. I sure was. But I also made people smile. So I was going to take the joy over the need that maybe I should calm down the bird or the Kim. Because it's a great week. And this scripture reminded us. Now, here's why we get tired. It's right in the next verse. We keep going. So we made them lower than God, crowned us with crowns and glory. Here we go. We're now rulers. You've given them dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things at their feet, all sheep, all oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the paths of the sea is theirs. That's amazing. God treated us high enough to trust us with the most precious thing he had, one another and this earth. And he called us to rule over this land with our crowns and our thorns and our glory. He names us rulers. And then it ends as it started. O Lord Yahweh, our sovereign Adonai, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So this is what David did here. He gave us a pattern for how to live our lives. He started simply, naming and claiming who God is in our life. Lord, Yahweh, Adonai, God, the one true God and our Lord and Savior. And then he looked around and he said, I wish that I still saw the world with your eyes, with the awe and the wonder for the beauty that is here. For because out of the mouths of babes, you have protected us. And the stars and the sea and the hills and the trees and the birds, you care about me. You have so many things to care about. Not only do you care about me, but you put me just under you, just right there. But as you put me just a bit lower than you, you crowned me with your glory. Almighty God. Then he does it again. Yahweh and Adonai. These two names name and claim the fullness of who God is. So we name and claim God. We see the beauty of the earth. We recognize that our brothers and sisters in Christ are with us, glorified by God. We praise for the simple things. We see them again through God's eyes. Just think about what's going to happen when you hear the trash truck this week. Just think about what's going to happen when you see a roly-poly. What else? In your wonder, when I paused earlier when I was talking about my faith, sometimes when I look back, I get jealous of teenage Kim. Like, my faith was on fire. I was at mission trip and church camp, and I volunteered. I did VBS. Like, I was so excited about all things about my faith. And I look back and that newness and that awe and that wonder of faith, it takes me sometimes a bit to get there again. But I can tell you this, I couldn't do life without it. And David reminds us it's real simple. Name and claim God. Look around. You'll see the goodness. You also could choose to see what? Choose to see the goodness and the glory through the eyes and the wonder of a child. Then do the work. Take care of it. Then, at the end of the day, name and claim God again. That's all this scripture does. Starts with Lord, goes to praise, talks about who humans are, gives us our place. So it ends in faithful stewardship. It ends in worship. It ends when next Saturday at 3:00, you may not set your alarm for 3, but I do because I get here a little early and need to get my head in the right spot. But let's say you set an alarm or you look at the clock and it's 4:30 and you think, oh, church is in an hour, and you're going to do a little dance, and you're going to get excited because we get to be here. We get the glory and the honor of naming and claiming and worshiping our faith. Don't put that aside. Don't let it be heady. Let it be hearty. Let it be full of joy. If you wonder how, read Psalm 8. If you forget again, read it again. If not, listen for the trash truck. And you will be reminded of what simple joy can be for consistent things in our life. For I look upon y'all And most of you, your faith is that. It's something that has become consistent. But let's make it consistent and joyful. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, as we come to this week ahead, we ask that you open our eyes to see the world with the awe and wonder of a child. This psalm reminds us that where we are at, you are also. The beauty, the work. When we look in the mirror, you're looking back at us. For you are God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth. And in that should bring the joy and the wonder that is our faith. We say this in your holy and precious name. Amen.